The best is yet to come. I'm channeling Sinatra right now. Talk about making me feel old, right? I love Sinatra.
I do too.
Do you like Sinatra?
Oh, good, absolutely.
Good. All right, good. Sinatra's for all ages. I actually got my younger son to appreciate it.
Oh, good.
It's not his first choice.
Yeah.
It's not even his 12th choice.
Well.
But he will appreciate it because he knows dad likes it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He goes, it's all right.
It's good. I can get down with
Sinatra's
it.
Sinatra's cool. All right, let's do the round table, shall
Camelot.
We?
Camelot. It's only a model.
Because I was channeling the best is yet to come. And here it is. We've got Patrick Johnson, 94.3 The Game in Greenville. At P-Man on air on Twitter. And my man Travis Hancock, T-Bones, WFNZ in Charlotte, Mac Attack in the Morning. Did I see you guys are number one?
Yeah, we're number one for the book. So, you know, we've been close before, but we finally made it. And it's amazing that we're able to reach number one when we've both been interviewing to be the next head coach of the Panthers as well. So we've had a very busy time here in the Charlotte area.
Hey, congratulations. You guys do an amazing job. I
appreciate that. Thank you.
I'm just glad you take our phone calls. All right, let's I'll start with you, Mr. Number One.
Yes.
Steve Wilkes, yay or nay? And let's not do this like the House of Representatives. Yay or nay?
I'm yay. I think he's a professional. He's a leader. He's so respected by the players that he coaches, the past players. He's got a presence about him that, quite frankly, the previous guy just didn't have. And, you know, the only thing against him is that he's a defensive guy. And you know, they desperately need offense. So they're talking – if anybody in the United States is available and has coached offense in the last year or so, they have interviewed them in the last – day. But no, I'm a Wilkes guy. I get the other guys, and I'm not opposed to a few, but I think Steve Wilkes, the way he stabilized things here this year, to me, that's the way to go. Now, with the rich man in charge, the billionaire, Adam, as you know, it's hard to read him. So I go Wilkes, but David Tepper doesn't listen to me a whole lot. That's just it.
He should. He should listen to you. You're number one for a reason. Patrick, what do you think? Steve Wilkes or no?
You know, I was of the opinion, Adam, that unless you have a definitive plan in place with this guy, that guy being Wilkes, then no. But then you have to have a definitive plan in place if you're going to blow it up and start all over, and that doesn't the strong suit of the ownership. So when I hear Mr. T-Bones there, when I hear my producer, Ben Byram, who's a diehard Panther fan, when I hear the great Jim Zocchi say, give it to Wilkes. I can only agree with all these great minds and say, might as well do that. Because at least it's the devil you know at this point. Right, Adam?
Well, except that I don't think it's a devil. I don't think I don't see a lot of downside to Steve Wilkes.
I don't know if you're getting anything that's going to move the needle all that much. But he has the locker room.
Yeah.
He has everybody's respect. So that's something.
The issue, if you go away from him, for every... You know, for every McDaniel in Miami or Sirianni in Philly, the recent guys that have had success, well, there's a Nathaniel Hackett there as well.
Yeah.
There's when you go to these offensive geniuses, quote unquote, you know, some hit and then, you know, a lot fail. So I'd rather go with kind of what I know with Wilkes rather. Yeah. Could a Ben Johnson ties to, of course, North Carolina? Could he be great? Certainly could. At the same time, you know, there's a great unknown, and I think I know more about Steve Wilkes. I'd rather go that way than kind of the great unknown.
See, here's the way I look at it. Normally, I don't let players make this decision for me, but it's pretty clear that Steve Wilkes connects. And I think we get lost in all sports by looking for a so-called genius. These guys are all smart football coaches. They're all of them are smart. Some of them are more innovative than others, and those guys are really, really good at certain things. And I bring up the example of Mark Trestman. I'm telling you, there are not five more smarter people coaching football on the planet than Mark Trestman. He's brilliant, but he can't relate as a head coach. Steve Wilkes has the relate down, and it depends. Maybe people don't value that. I do. And I think that's the number one skill a head coach has to have. Can he relate? Can he inspire a locker room? And I think Steve Wilks can.
Well, he got as much out of as he could have out of a roster without any real superstars.
He won six games. I can't believe he won six games.
He got as much out of him as anybody probably could have this group, given everything that happened.
We had Greg Olson on last week talking about some of this stuff. Obviously, he knows Wilks well, and his philosophy is, you know, we get so into the offense and defense and X's and O's and schemes. And he said, he knows better than we do, right? Being in locker rooms, he said it's more about what's the leadership like?
Yep.
What is that at? Who can lead a friend? Who can be the CEO? Who can navigate? Because the X's and O's don't really change all that much from guy to guy necessarily. Obviously, some are different. But he said, who's the leader? Who's the best guy you want in charge? Not offense, not defense. Who's the best leader? And I think that's a telling sign from a guy that knows Wilks pretty well.
All right, let me move on to another topic here. It's still football, so we can all breathe easy. do we assume, or can we all just agree that the Bills, the Bengals, and 49ers are going to win? So yay or nay?
92% of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later.
92% because of a bike?
Not just bikes. We also make treadmills and rowers.
Oh, let me guess, for elite athletes only, right?
Nope. It doesn't matter if you're an avid exerciser or new to working out. Peloton can help you achieve your fitness goals. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try Peloton bikes, tread, or row risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.
Say it again.
Bills, Bengals, and 49ers. Bills over the Dolphins, Bengals over the Ravens without Lamar Jackson, 49ers over Seattle. I mean,
yes.
I guess one of those three could lose, but for the most part, I think we all believe that those three teams.
I think the question would be, is any of those three there, especially with Skylar Thompson and likely Anthony Brown, I guess, playing for the Ravens, are any of those three there played within 10 points? Not Buffalo. That's already that's done. Cincinnati, Baltimore, that to me, without Lamar, that's the same. Seattle, I guess they could hang a little bit, but I think all three of those games are 10 or more.
All right, so let's get to the other three. So, Patrick, you first. Chargers at Jaguars. Who loses this game?
I say Chargers because I'm believing in that gorgeous long-haired Trevor Lawrence right now. That's what I'm believing in because he's playing so sensational. It's almost like he's in Death Valley all over again, and the offense has been really, really good after their 3-7 start. I do a little bit of work down in Jacksonville, so I'm kind of rooting for them since the Panthers aren't in this thing. So I'm going with Chargers, and I'm going with the Jags over the Chargers.
Gorgeous long-haired Trevor Lawrence.
I like good hair, as you do, Adam. I love good hair.
Yeah, I appreciate good hair. I happen to like my good hair, which is no hair. Haven't had a bad hair day in 15 years.
You have not.
All right, Travis, who do you like in that game?
I'm going to go with the Chargers just to go against Patrick. I've not met Patrick before, but right now I feel like, for the sake of this segment here, I don't trust Patrick. I'm going to go against Patrick.
I appreciate that.
Wise move.
Make it personal. That's beautiful. Yeah. I cannot, in good conscience, think that Brandon Staley is going to beat Doug Peterson. So I'm going with Jacksonville. Although I don't think Trevor Lawrence would play. I thought Trevor Lawrence was bad in the win over Tennessee.
No, he wasn't good. But on the whole.
That's fair. Mike Vrabel, I would love to know why he thought that Jacksonville was suddenly going to offense when they hadn't offensed all game. Just run it into the line, punt the ball down the field, and let Jacksonville go for it out. Because that would have happened. Jacksonville couldn't move the football. I don't believe
it. Amazes me that these coaches spend 25 hours a day. They actually add hours to their days coaching these teams. And yet the decision-making is like, did they do anything? Like Brandon Staley, you spent all that time preparing, and then Brandon Staley does what he does. It's like, so you're in the office for all these hours. What are you doing in your office the whole time? That's what I always want to know.
Play them with little figurines. All right, Giants at the Vikings. So 17 games in, Minnesota is has a negative point differential. Will that matter this week, Travis?
You know, they played a great game the first time around. The Giants are interesting because you look at kind of their makeup, their roster. You know, they got Saquon and Daniel Jones has played better, but they don't exactly have a bunch of people to throw to, and he still had a decent year. But I don't know if I still trust the Giants yet in the postseason. But yet, he's playing against Kirk Cousins, who I never trust in the postseason. I'm going to lean – this is a tough one. I hope this is a good game because we need some good games this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go Minnesota because it's in Minnesota, but I'm putting my trust in Kirk Cousins. So we can just delete this entire chat here after a while if something goes wrong.
It's going to live forever on the internet, just so you know. all right, Patrick, who you got?
Well, just to be different, I'll go Giants, I guess.
Make it personal now.
Yeah, it is personal now. So the Viking, it has to run out at some point with the Vikings, doesn't it? And Kirk Cousins is their quarterback, right?
It is.
So at some point, it has to run out. So I'm going with the Charlotte native, Daniel Jones, to not screw it up, but so much, and the Giants somehow win.
I am amazed at how many people have been talking about Daniel Jones as like he is a made man now. Like, I don't know. I like Daniel Jones, but I also see limitations with Daniel Jones. Maybe I watched him too long at Duke, and maybe he's a completely different... Seriously, I thought Daniel Jones had serious decision-making problems when he was at Duke. For all of this...
I called his games in high school, and he had decision-making problems. So I cannot believe that he's, you know, gone this far even. I'm going with the best player. I'm just going to take Justin Jefferson to have a monster day.
He is the best player. I happen to like the Giants. I like the Giants big, but that could just be I'm sick and tired of the Vikings pulling a horseshoe out of their rear ends, which they have done for the most part in 18 weeks of football. All right, Patrick, Dallas at Tampa. That is the game Monday, it's the last one. And this is the biggest soap opera game on the entire card, because that's what the NFL gives us on Monday night. I mean, it's the days of our lives. It's all my children, everything wrapped up into one.
The most hated player against the most hated team, right?
Yeah. I guess Brady is the most hated. I used to hate Brady.
On the whole, we like Brady now that he's away from Bill Belichick.
Yes, I think that's true.
In the course of his career.
Yeah.
For some reason, I want to believe the Bucks, but I think it's the Cowboys. I mean, they're more talented, right? They won 12 games. It's not like they came limping into this thing.
They did
last week. They came in limping after last week, but it's not like they came in 8-9.
They needed to win last week.
I know.
They needed to win last week, and they got
they were stinky.
They got embarrassed.
Prescott has been hideous the last
seven straight games with 11
interceptions during that stretch. Right? Yeah. So he's been awful. But I think somehow, I don't know. I'm changing. I'm going Bucks. My gut says Bucks.
Wait a second.
My gut says Bucks.
What happened? What happened to your backbone?
The Cowboys stunk last week. I mean, it was offensive to watch them last week. They were as offensive last week as Tampa's been all season.
Tampa's bad. They're 8-9. Tampa's 8-9, and they played in this division? Come on. It's so hard to support that.
I've been a Jets fan my entire life. So yes. Tom Brady has haunted me since my junior year of high school, and he's still going. I'm now 39 years old. I'm about to retire, I think, before Tom Brady does. I've had enough of Tom Brady. I have tried to football kill this man off for decades. It never works. Dallas is not as good as they were in the middle of the season. Dak is certainly a question mark in terms of the way he's played. I'm going to go Tom Brady to win because despite them not being great, I'm going to put my trust in Tom Brady more so than a Dak Prescott, Mike McCarthy, Dallas Cowboy team in the big spot.
See, you can't fool me, Travis. Here, I know what you're doing. You are picking Brady because you hope to be wrong, so Brady loses. I know what you're doing.
I hate the Cowboys, too. I hate, but this is a national nightmare happening on Monday night. I don't know how we're going to survive this whole ordeal. This is, you know, the only thing I can say is at least one loses, I guess. And then the team that advances probably won't last long. But these are the stuff that nightmares are made of.
I'm not arguing that one bit. I happen to like Todd Bowles. I love Byron Leftwich. And I would love to see that team win even though I've never been a huge Brady fan, but I happen to like Brady, this iteration of Brady.
You like Brady in Tampa.
Yeah.
Florida Brady. We like Florida Brady.
Tom Brady looks a little gaunt. He looks like he's, trying to, slim down for a wrestling match. But
it's a chic look.
It is. His cheeks are sunken at this point. I mean, come on, Tom, have a potato. So
he's been through a lot this year.
It's been a tough year. And
I mean, this poor guy. I mean, the divorce happened, and then he had to go turn to a Instagram model girlfriend, and it's been a tough time.
I didn't even know that. Did he find an IG model?
Good for him. I'm going to guess that Tom didn't have to go on Bumble to find this one. I'm sure that it happened of the natural variety. I don't think they just happened. No, he's landed on his feet here, I'd say so.
Good for, good for Tom.
What's the IG handle there?
Oh, gosh. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Hold on. Let me look, Patrick.
Tampa.
Thank you, Trey.
I'll take the Buccaneers because I want the full effect of the aftermath of that loss for Dallas. I do. I want to watch all of it burn. I don't think Jerry Jones is firing Mike McCarthy.
It'll be better Tuesday morning programming.
Oh, yes. No question.
All the various platforms. It'll be better programming for you.
Yes, it will be.
The number one show in Charlotte on Tuesday. It'll be much better.
No question about that.
When the Cowboys implode.
Her name is Veronica. Veronika. Her last name, Rajek. Veronica Rajek. I think that's Tom Brady's new love, yes.
Okay, Veronica. I'm not going to make any editorial comment about that. All right, final thing, and we only have about a minute left here both ways. I'm just going to ask you about one team/game, and I'm going to start with you, Travis. Duke going to Clemson. How do you feel about your Blue Devils headed to Little John?
Well, I feel really good about what I saw the second half against Pittsburgh because we saw them, first of all, they played insanely hard. I saw John Shire make adjustments that you kind of want to see. That was a good coaching job, especially in the second half. Without Roach, their offense without Roach, even with Roach this year when he wasn't healthy, really got static. It gets really, really bogged down, and it can be hard to watch. Although when they get out in the break and they run, they're better. Clemson is a phenomenal story, and Littlejohn's going to be rocking. But I feel like Clemson's got off to pretty good starts before, and eventually along the way they start to plateau some a little bit. It's a tough one for Duke, and they've been awful on the road. So I'm probably going to go Clemson here. But earlier in the week, I thought for sure there's no way Duke's winning at Clemson. But I think that they have a better chance because their confidence is high after Pittsburgh. If this was in Cameron, I would say Duke. But Duke on the road, as you know, it's been kind of a nightmare so far.
Kind of. They tried very hard to not win at Boston College. Patrick, do you care at all about that basketball game?
Well, I'll just say this. I think if Duke is going to be a factor in winning the Atlantic Coast Conference, you win because they're going to the tournament, right? You're going to go to the tournament, win or lose this game.
More than likely, yeah. I mean,
but if you're going to be really competitive down the stretch of the next, 2 months, I think a game like this you need to win.
92% of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later.
92% because of a bike?
Not just bikes. We also make treadmills and rowers.
Oh, let me guess, for elite athletes only, right?
Nope. It doesn't matter if you're an avid exerciser or new to working out. Peloton can help you achieve your fitness goals. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try Peloton bikes, tread, or row risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.
For me, it's about how they play as opposed to the result of the game. If they compete
I'm looking at it in a stage. So they beat Pittsburgh, they have Clemson, then next they have a week off, then it's Miami, which obviously is very tough. Mm-hmm. If they were able to somehow go 2-1 in this 3-game stretch,
it'd be great.
Yeah.
All right, well, Happy New Year to both of you guys. I haven't spoken to you since I started writing 2023 on my checks. I haven't written a check in 12 years. But if I ever did, I would write 2023 on them now. Patrick Johnson, P-Man on air, 94.3 The Game in Greenville. T-Bone, my man, Travis Hancock. WFNZ and Charlotte, number one show in Charlotte. I appreciate your time. Thanks, man. We'll do it again soon.
Thank you, guys. Adam. Appreciate it.
You got it. As I said before, two of my favorites, and it got personal. I appreciate that it got personal. T-Bone took a direct shot at Patrick, which is fine. I'm into it.
He at least picked some of the same picks as me, so.
It's okay. You feel good about that? I mean, I would.
Right?
I don't feel good or bad about any of it.
No, I don't either.
I just assume that I'll be, the chances, there's a fairly good chance that one of Bills, Bengals, 49ers will lose.
Could.
Fair chance that that will happen. All right, when we come back, we have a rewind to do, but the poll that Victoria placed, put up on Twitter about, I don't know, 45 minutes, an hour before the show. If you won Mega Millions?
Yes.
Mega Millions.
1.35 billion.
We have two different ones, right? We have one that we draw on Friday, one we draw on Saturday. I think
Tuesday.
The Saturday one.
Yep.
We had a winner on that, didn't we?
Maybe.
I don't know.
It wasn't us.
This one is right. If it was, no, honestly.
I would absolutely still be here.
For two more weeks. we will.
On the dot.
92% of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later.
92% because of a bike?
Not just bikes. We also make treadmills and rowers.
Oh, let me guess, for elite athletes only, right?
Nope. It doesn't matter if you're an avid exerciser or new to working out. Peloton can help you achieve your fitness goals. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try Peloton bikes, tread, or row risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.